Now, it's important, this second juncture, that is between Vedana and Trishna, feeling and craving, to put it into plain English, because this represents, this juncture, the point of intersection between the two kinds of conditionality, that is the cyclical and the progressive. It's the point of intersection between the round and the spiral. It's the point where we either go wrong completely, as a result of which we go round once again in the round, or we start going right and start going up in the spiral. So let's examine it just a little more closely. Let us try to see what happens. Suppose we're just sitting here. No need to go further than that. We're just sitting here. So all the time, various sensations are impinging upon us. Sensations of cold and heat and sound and light and all the rest of it. Sensations pleasant, sensations painful, neutral, and so on. Now, as these sensations arise, as these feelings arise in our consciousness or to us, how do we react? Now, most of the time, it's obvious, we react with regard to pleasant sensations with craving. We like them to continue. We try to cling on to them. We want to perpetuate them. We don't want to lose them. If we have a pleasant experience, our natural tendency is to try to repeat it. That's the fatal mistake which people always make. They're not content with letting it come and letting it go. They want to cling on to it. So we react to pleasant experiences with craving, with attachment. Then supposing the sensations, the feelings, the experiences are unpleasant, painful, or at least, say, unsatisfactory, how do we react then? Instinctively, one might almost say convulsively, we try to thrust it away from us. We don't want it. We don't want anything to do with it. We don't want to have it. We try to escape it. Aversion. Supposing we're confronted by a sensation or feeling or experience, it's neither pleasant nor painful. Well, we just remain confused. We don't know what to do, whether to grasp it or whether to reject it. In other words, that's moha, bewilderment. So this is the way we react all the time to all the sensations, all the feelings, all the experiences, which are continually, from all sides, through all the senses and through the mind, impinging, as it were, upon our consciousness. We react, as it were, or react in this cyclical order, dependent upon the feelings. The Vedana arises craving or aversion, as the case may be. In this way, an effect process is succeeded by a cause process, and we swing once more round in the round of existence, the wheel of life. Makes one more revolution, and all the conditions are created or recreated for a fresh rebirth. So this is where it all happens, this very point where, dependent upon feeling, there arises craving. But suppose we don't react in this way. Supposing when sensations, feelings, experiences arise or befall us, suppose we don't react with craving or with aversion or with confusion. Suppose we can stop this process. Suppose we can stop the wheel turning. Then what happens? Then, of course, we attain, we gain nirvana or enlightenment or whatever else we like to call it. Mundane existence, conditioned existence, just ceases, as it were. Only the transcendental is left.